Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Good to be with you, Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. Sorry, Seth and I were analyzing last night's episode of Survivor. Do we talk about it, Seth, or do we give the people a chance to watch it, or do we say spoiler alert?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know these days when so many people watch things on delay. Yeah. I would say we don't really talk much about it. Other than that, you and I we're just amazed that we never watched this show before.
Yeah.
And then it's super interesting. Don't worry, everybody. We're not getting in deep on the episode itself. Just the fact that, yeah, it's all artificial, and there's like nobody's got any like solid platform to stand on morally or from trustworthiness or anything, but it is amazing how still somehow you jockey for position, like with no physical violence or anything.
Yeah.
Like there's just people maneuver and people form alliances and then bust them up, and that like somehow like people just keep trusting each other. It's a microcosm of how weird human society is.
Yeah. Or junior high. You know, like it's what it feels
junior
like.
Junior high, I feel like there's more physical intimidation.
That's true.
Like if it all comes back to physical intimidation at one point, it's easier to understand. You're like, oh, okay, ultimately. Yeah. Like at the end of the day, there's some sense that if I go too far, the government's going to come down on
me. Yeah,
that makes it real.
Yeah. This is not that. They're their own government.
No, not at all. This is, there's no repercussions in this game.
Nope. Mark Schlereth was on, it'll drop today, the Utopia Football Podcast, my football podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app. That'll drop later this morning, but we got some cuts from
YouTube
it here.
YouTube also, right?
What's that?
Got YouTube. You're on YouTube.
And YouTube as well. Yep.
Yeah.
For sure. Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, former offensive lineman, does morning radio in Denver, we played some of his audio from his podcast, The Stinkin' Truth, a week or two ago, right after the Diggs trade. Literally, he did his podcast moments after Stephon Diggs was traded to the Texans. He was among the voices not in favor of the trade. He's very concerned about the gravitational pull, he calls it, that Diggs could have on some of the players in the locker room, the negative gravitational pull. So I asked him, okay, well, if Stephon Diggs is a personality that's teetering one way or the other, good or bad, who bears the brunt of holding Diggs accountable in that locker room?
I would say first and foremost, it's D'Amico Ryans. And D'Amico's, as you guys know in Houston, D'Amico is one of my favorite people. You don't know this. He's one of my favorite people to meet with, but he is not a good coach, a great coach, and a great mentor. And ultimately, you have to hold Diggs accountable to a standard. And, you know, players have to do that as well. C.J. Stroud has to do that. Like, it becomes everybody's responsibility to a degree to do that. But ultimately, it lies in the head coach. And if you let him pass by whatever standard you have set, then again, you have set a new standard, and you can't allow that to happen.
Takes a village to raise a Stephon Diggs is what I'm hearing there, Seth.
And you can't, you've got to have certain standards. I think like just like it would be in a primitive society or on Survivor, what you do when somebody doesn't meet the standards, you ostracize them.
Yeah.
Which means that Stephon Diggs doesn't just get released from the team.
He's voted off the island.
Yeah, you send him off to Siberia or something. In a hut in Siberia.
They're going to have a tribal council once a week in the Texas locker room.
Yeah. I think that all of Mark Schlereth's concerns are very understandable. Mm-hmm. I would just say that as much as people are going on Stephon Diggs' personal history and raising red flags, you also got to lean on his personal history in that in Buffalo, it was nothing but rainbows and sunshine. In Buffalo, of all places.
Yes.
For basically 2 years. It really wasn't. There were no chinks in the armor until the end, the playoffs in his third year. Mm-hmm. He was very much part of the growth and development of a young quarterback. They were in lockstep with each other and with management, and it was really, really good. So, yes, I understand red flags based on prior history, but I also understand positive results from prior history, too. And this is only a one-year scenario for the Texans. I mean, it's a whole other question. You know, the fact that the Texans lopped off those 3 years of the deal, that does raise into question just the value of the trade and everything. But if what we're talking about is, oh no, Stephon Diggs is going to be a mess, and that's part of your calculation, you got to factor that in. The 1 year deal part is big. It's a very short time horizon for Stephon Diggs to say, okay, I keep my head down, I keep my nose to the grindstone, I just put the best version of myself out there, and you know, hopefully, I get another contract next year.
Schlereth's initial reaction to this on his podcast was moments after the trade was made. Yeah. The restructuring of the deal happened several days later, and we actually did. We don't have the audio here, but we did talk about that. That was my follow up. Schlereth loved the fact that they made it into a 1 year deal with him. He really did like that move by the Texans. Diggs had to agree to it too.
Right.
That they turned it into kind of a prove it year for him. Danico Autry, for a free agent / offseason class, because I know Mixon and Diggs were technically trades. For a slew of offseason maneuvers that included Danielle Hunter and Joe Mixon and now Stephon Diggs, the one guy that seems to be getting as much, if not more, praise than anybody is Danico Autry as far as signings go. And some of that may have to do with the value. He's half the price of Danielle Hunter, you know, and has been very productive. Schlereth revealed an analytic that he came up with on his show and said that Danico Autry is among the leaders in this particular analytic.
I created my own analytic on my radio show, and I call it my boo rating, B-O-O. And that's balls over opponent. It's the only analytic I give a crap about. And that dude's balls are bigger than your balls. I mean, he just absolutely thunder punches people. I mean, he hits people like on, you know, when they do split flow stuff. So they're running like a zone run play to the right, you know, and then the tight end comes across and tries to bust up the defensive end. Like, tight ends tiptoe across the formation because they're like, this dude is going to come down and try to shorten my neck. And he destroys people at the point of attack. It to the point where it's cringeworthy from like, rewind that.
Oh, shorten his neck. I like that. I like that in that context. So I think that is 100% true about Danico Autry and what he's talking about there. When you guys all know, like whenever you see on split zone plays, the tight end is lined up like is off the ball on one side and he just comes across formation and he tries to kick out the defensive end on the other side. A lot of times those tight ends or guards, when they're pulling, it's not that they get a little bit cocky and they start thinking like, oh, I got a big head of steam here. I'm going to take it's a rude awakening for those little light ass tight ends when they get blown up by somebody there. I also recommend the defensive ends go ahead and just take those dudes' knees out until they make it illegal. It's just like the offense didn't do it to you. You do it to them.
That's it.
And then they get indignant about it. Yeah. But like Danico Autry is that kind. He has the appropriate lust for violence.
Yeah.
And that's what D'Amico wants. He wants a lust for violence but within reason. You got to be a good soldier. You can't be out there freelancing, you know, crossing enemy lines at night and cutting dudes' hearts out like Tristan in Legends of the Fall.
Yes.
It was the one he went. It was too far. It was too much. We don't need any Tristans, okay? Mm-hmm.
The sense I get from Schlereth is...
Does Schlereth have a Legends of the Fall meter?
I don't know.
Which characters he likes to compare to Legends of the Fall.
The boo meter, the balls over opponent.
Yeah.
I think Schlereth, if he were in baseball, definite back of the baseball card guy.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Right?
No, dude, no. Him and
this
Bagwell.
This guy leads the league in moxie.
Well, no.
And chutzpah.
You know what's really interesting about that? It'd be fun to have a conversation with Schlereth because his son was a pitcher who I don't think he's playing anymore. He's in the minors forever. He's just kind of just knocking at the door for a long, long time.
Yep.
So Schlereth knows baseball.
Yes.
He just doesn't get to talk about it at all because of the Rockies.
Yeah, exactly. I should have brought that up. The Astros are playing the Rockies in Mexico in the next week or two. So Danico Autry. We'll get to more Schlereth later in the show. He had some interesting things to say about the Texans running game, and Justin Simmons we'll get to a little bit later. But he had a message for Seth Payne at the end of the conversation that we had earlier this week. Yeah.
Best of luck with everything, and we'll be talking down the road, I'm sure. I'll tell all your cronies here in Houston, because there's a line of people from 104.3 The Fan in Denver here in Houston, and I keep in touch with all of them. So I'll be sure to send along your regards.
You do that, man. I appreciate you. Take care, and tell Seth, don't make me come down to Houston and open a can of whoop ass on him.
Mm.
Is that one of your advanced stats, Schlereth? Is that your COA?
COA.
Is that your COA stat?
Yep.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you. You know what your ex-COA is? Expected can of whoop ass. -23. Mm-hmm. It's coming right back at you. You just boomeranged that COA, my friend. My ex-COA on Mark Schlereth is in the top 1 percentile.
Did you ever
play? That's the top quartile of the top quartile of quartile. The top quartile.
And the upper quartile of winners were in the top quartile of that upper quartile.
Thank you, Jim.
So the COA stat would be a small C and then large cap WOA, right?
Yeah, yes.
We can of whoop ass. COWA, yeah.
That's right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You played against Schlereth, right?
I did. I think the only time I played against was my rookie year.
Okay.
And I just dislocated my shoulder for the very first time week or two before. And it was like, he got the better of me that day, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
He got the better of me that day.
That's you don't need to apologize for that. Rookie year with a dislocated shoulder.
He knows the score. That's why he's talking smack by proxy.
Yeah.
You know? Did he pass you a note? Am I going to get a little Chinese throwing star shaped note later? We're like, hey, Seth, COWA.
That's right. Slipped it into my hand. You go give this to Seth. All right.
No, you know what? I think that I want to talk to Schlereth about he was advising the Saints for a while.
Yeah, that's right.
And because he's got a relationship with Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious about what Schlereth's opinions about Trevor Penning were. The first-round pick that's turning into an extreme bust for the Saints.
Yeah.
Because I think that this is what I saw a weird thing happening with offensive linemen with Trevor Penning. You guys will all recall Trevor Penning was the small school offensive tackle who just – he got a reputation for being a badass because he did interviews like a sociopath. Like he would talk about his favorite movies before games were Saw and all this. But he also just – he would beat the crap out of people after the whistle. Like, he would routinely get his butt kicked during the play, but after the whistle, he would, like, drive the guy to the ground. And I would see all these, like, O-line nerds come out of the woodwork talking about, like, how hard-nosed this dude was. And I'm looking at him like, he's getting his ass kicked. Like, how is anybody not noticing that he's actually, like, literally getting destroyed, but because he jumps on the dude afterwards, people are like, oh, this guy's such a badass. And he was a really good athlete. He tested through the charts. But he went to I can't remember where he went. It was a smaller school. Northern Iowa. Yeah. He was like beaten up on 220-pound defensive ends.
Yeah.
And then he got his ass kicked at the Senior Bowl, but got in a few fights. At one point, actually took a defensive end and threw him into the quarterback. And people were like, look at how tough this guy is.
Dude.
So anyway, I'm like, all right, well, there's no way an NFL team's going to be dumb enough to draft this guy in the first round. Lo and behold, the Saints were.
Well.
And I don't know. I got to talk to Schlereth about this.
Penning probably strikes me as a guy who might have a high boo rating. You know, balls over opponent, you know?
I was reading all this stuff from the Senior Bowl about like, oh my gosh, Trevor Penning is just killing these guys. And then every little bit, I went out and tried to find every little bit of film from the Senior Bowl, and he was just getting destroyed. Absolutely destroyed.
Yep.
It's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. With like all these anonymous quotes from offensive line people or offensive line gurus themselves gushing about this dude who is getting destroyed all the time. And this is what happens when you've got a bunch of ex-jocks running everything.
Yeah.
I'm sorry we've ruined it for everybody.
Yep. Yeah,
I'm sorry we've destroyed a lot of your first round draft picks by us being a bunch of stupid meatheads running everything.
They've also destroyed our baseball team, the former players. Text message 3146. Losing that game yesterday, this is back to the Astros. Losing that game yesterday was Abreu's fault. When he got hit in the chest by the grounder, his eyes were closed and he looked like he got shot. It's true. You and I texted each other like, what was he doing?
What even was that?
What was he doing? Because he didn't have to dive left or right. Like, he went to the ground on a ball hit straight to him.
Everybody's kind of, like, trying to, well, it had a top spin on it.
Yeah.
It was a weird bounce.
Nope.
It's
just Abreu. It's just Abreu. Oh, my God. All right.
He's so lost.
So lost. That's a great way to put it, man.
Oh, no, man.
Great way to put it. All right.
Don't worry, everybody. The back of the baseball card says he's doing just fine.
He's fine. Yeah, if you're wondering what we're talking about with the back of the baseball card, stay tuned for headlines. We've got that. Coming up next, we've got the Astros. We've got some play-in games. We have our first NBA player under the new gambling era, banned for life. And these stories about gambling are so stupid with these guys that get suspended for it. This might be the dumbest one yet. We've got that for you in headlines.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.